Story of a great life, growing up among the hills. Children playing together, only knowing simple thrills. Never thinking of how they lived in any type of bliss. Life moves along so quick, no time to reminisce. Winter spent playing on hillsides of fresh snow. Their parents taught them how to sleigh down on years ago. Together building the snowman in the gardens outside. Topping them up each day as gradually they died. In the village that once had the same rhythm every day. In old pubs where workers would sing the nights away. Where people would stay when they'd grown up on the land. Or slowly move away because it's all out of their hands. The childhood couple that did everything together. Imagining dramas, promising to stay in love forever. Little girl taken round her country farm. A boy holding her hand, protecting her from harm. She'd stop him in a field, put a daisy from the ground. Look over her shoulder, see that no one is around. Stare at him seriously, question him on the spot. And pulling petals, ask, I love you, I love you not. The village boys had a whole football field to play. Summer months staying up to 9 o'clock each day. Walking home along the old countryside veins. Along ancient river banks down the Roman lanes. Parents took turns driving them to town school. Kids and friends in their own games, making up their rules. Thinking that they would stay forever in this old place. Like their knowing parents, greet every familiar face. Thought they'd grow up and work, now there's no village anymore. Just beautiful retirement home for pensions to explore. A beautiful paradise to grow old and die in. Former kids move out to keep on surviving. In the village that once had the same rhythm every day. In old pubs where workers would sing the nights away. Where people would stay when they'd grown up on the land. All slowly move away cause it's all out of their hands. The girl grew up fully, country life dead and buried. Killed off the memories of that time after she got married. The years before her first smartphone would ever appear. No more riding horseback across the farmland every year. Boomers all the time keep coming to buy their homes. Far away from the city's ultra low emission zones. They don't know their grandchildren, they don't seem to care. As long as they get to spend their money anywhere. The old goalposts in the village slowly rotting away. Families there for centuries quietly move far away. No kids get to dance together in the big village hall. Apparently no one's fault, there are no children anymore. The snows didn't come this winter, the snows don't come at all. Churches closed one by one, newcomers convert them all. Rainbow cities left behind are slowly dying or dead. Time to emigrate to a new place, make new memories instead. An old village that had the same rhythm every day. In old pubs where workers would sing the nights away. Where people would stay when they'd grown up on the land. Or slowly move away cause it's all out of their hands. The pubs close one by one in nearly every village now. Not enough jobs to support the people anyhow. Finn and Finella the folk singers buried long ago. Along with the folk songs now nobody would know. Last year the post office and old school shut down. Joined by the old church and shop also houses now. Newcomers don't like tradition, maybe it's had its day. 900 years for a village is good going anyway. Pensions getting rich, not their fault, adults are poor. 30 kids 20 years ago, today it's only 4. Buying a second home, the culmination of their plans. Not their fault that grandchildren get to live in vans. Who meet up with old friends, don't talk about the past yet. About the childhood silently agreed on to forget. Happiest not returned, sweet tempted than before. Don't want to recognise abandoned pubs here anymore. Drive past old inns where nights were sung away. All empty houses now for owners on holiday. The village that they can't afford is what they inherit. Giving directions to tourists all dressed up like parrots. So they keep to themselves while they ponder and reflect. And new faces ask well, they haven't met the locals yet. Back along the country lanes that they learn to drive on. Asking themselves the question, what did I do wrong?